Welcome one and all. I'm Kent Blanford, and this is Catholic Jukebox Indiana, where we share some great contemporary music with a Catholic message. You know, a couple of weeks ago, the focus of Jukebox was on evangelization. A friend of mine listened to the show, and in our discussion about it, she commented, "I think a lot of Catholics don't evangelize because they feel unprepared. Growing up, we spent all our time getting ready for and learning about the sacraments. We know the sacraments, but when it comes to what the church actually teaches about the day-to-day stuff, sometimes we just don't know the answers." I had to admit she was right. I was lucky enough to go through 12 years of Catholic schooling. I'm sure we covered a lot of the questions we might be faced with today, but honestly, it probably didn't seem important at the time. As long as we knew it for the test, we were fine. We lived in pretty much a closed Catholic community. Nobody ever asked us about what we believe or why the church taught certain things. And when we stepped out into the real world, we found ourselves woefully unprepared. So what can we do about it? Throughout today's show, I'm going to share with you 7 suggestions for getting ready for when the opportunity comes to evangelize.
What if the armies of the Lord picked up and dusted off their swords, vowed to set the captive free, and not let Satan have one more? What if the church, for heaven's sake, finally stepped up to the plate, took a stand upon God's promise, and stormed hell's rusty gates? What if his people prayed? If we prayed for those raised up to lead the way, then maybe kids in school could pray and unborn children see light of day. What if the life that we pursue came from a hunger for the truth? What if the family turned to Jesus, stopped asking Oprah what to do? What if his people
Today, we're looking at steps you can take to be prepared to evangelize in today's world. And my first suggestion is RCIA. It's not just for converts. In most parishes, you'll find RCIA classes going almost year-round. While the name, the Rite of Christian Initiation for Adults, would imply that these classes are for those looking to become Catholic, they can also be great refresher courses for those long since baptized. Check with your local parish RCIA team to be sure, but I doubt anyone would be turned away who is there to grow in knowledge about our faith.
They say you're the king of everything, the one who taught the wind to sing, the source of the rhythm my heart keeps beating. And they say you can give the blind their sight, and you can bring the dead to life, you can be the hope my soul's been seeking. I want to tell you now that I believe it, I want to tell you now that I believe it, I do, that you can make me.
Perfect from birth. again. The nations of man will rejoice in the God of the wilderness. We delight in the law of your word. We delight in the Son who was perfect from birth. We delight in the day he's returning to earth. Hallelujah.
Today on Jukebox, we're looking at steps you can take to be prepared to evangelize in today's world. We're on step number two, listen to Catholic radio. If you're hearing this program, you're already there. Catholic radio provides great resources for learning the faith, from programs that teach you how you can apply the faith to your daily life, to shows like Catholic Answers, heard weekdays at 6 p.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy, where you can call in and have those tough questions addressed by some of the best apologists to be found anywhere. And it's all available 24/7, 365, and even on demand through podcasts. Catholic Radio is a great resource.
One with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you are Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. Greater, oh, I could say.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Of light. Troubles come without a warning to turn the day into the night. Oh, when everything is changing, the truth is still the same. And I know that no one can ever steal it away. I'm gonna dance to the beat of amazing grace. Gonna hold to the promise on you. In every moment, help me remember that you always will bring me through. Oh, 'cause you're forever faithful. The truth is still the same. And I know that no one can ever steal it away. I'm gonna dance to the beat of amazing grace. Gonna hold to the promise.
We're up to suggestion number 3 in how to prepare to evangelize in today's world. This suggestion, number 3, read a good book. Not the good book, we'll get to that next, but a good book. There are a number of great contemporary authors out there writing easily accessible books about the faith. Some of my favorite new authors are Scott Hahn, Trent Horn, Brant Petrie, and Alan Hunt. They write in a conversational style while filling the pages with the knowledge and teachings handed down by the early church fathers like St. Augustine, St. Ignatius, and St. Thomas Aquinas. Pick up a good book this week.
I'm so confused. I know I heard you loud and clear, so I followed through. Somehow I ended up here. I don't wanna think, I may never understand, that my broken heart is a part of your plan. When I try to pray, all I got is hurt and these four words. Thy will be done. this don't feel good right now, and I know you think of things I could never think about. It's hard to count it all joy, distracted by the noise, just trying to make sense of all your promises. Sometimes I gotta stop, remember that you're God.
Always remember you and I made.
We're up to step number 4 in how to prepare to evangelize in today's world. Step number 4, read the good book, the Bible. Here's one that will help immensely when evangelizing our Christian, but perhaps not Catholic, brethren. Unfortunately, many Catholics are way behind in our familiarity with the Bible. We hear scripture at Mass each week, but in many homes, that big, beautiful book is little more than decoration on a shelf. Actually reading the Bible for ourselves, and even joining a good Catholic Bible study group, can work wonders in building confidence in the scriptural roots of our faith and beliefs.
It's been so long since you felt like you were loved, so what went wrong? Do you know there's a place where you belong, here in my arms? When you feel like you're alone in your sadness, and it seems like no one in this whole world cares, and you wanna get away from the madness, you just call my name and I'll be there. You just call my name and I'll be there. The pain inside has erased your hope for love. Soon you will find that I'll give you all that your heart could ever want, and so much more. When you feel like you're alone in your sadness, and it seems like no one in this whole world, you wanna get away from the madness, you just call my name and I'll be there. You just call my name and I'll be there. Oh, you just call my name.
At Catholic Radio, we love to hear from you. Call us anytime. Just recently, we found this message on our voicemail.
I'm a non-Catholic that listens to your Catholic radio station, and I just wanted to thank you guys. I listen to Catholic Answers, and Alcresta sometimes, and I think her name's Teresa Tommy. I listen to her and another show or two. I appreciate it.
Call us at 317-870-8400 and let us know what you're thinking.
I just called to say, even though I'm not a Catholic, I listen to your station.
I come on my knees to lay down before you, bringing all that I am, longing only to know you, seeking your face, and not only your hand, I find you embracing me just as I am. And I lift these songs to you and you alone, as I sing to you in my praises, make your home. To my audience of one, you are Father and you are Son. As your Spirit flows free, let it find within me a heart that beats to praise you. And now just to know you more has become my great reward. To see your kingdom come and your will be done, I only desire to be yours, Lord. What could I bring to honor your majesty? What song could I sing that would move the heart of royalty? When all that I have is this life that you've given me, so Lord, let me for you, my song with humility. And Lord, as the love song of my life is played, I have one desire to bring glory to your name. To my of one, you are Father and you are Son. As your Spirit flows free, let it find within me a heart that beats to praise you. And now just to know you more has become my great reward. To see your kingdom come and your will be, I only desire to be yours, Lord. And we lift these songs to you. As we live for you in our praises, make your home. To my audience of one, you are Father and you are Son. As your Spirit flows free, let it find within me a heart that beats to praise you. And now just to know you more has become my great reward. To see your kingdom come and your will be done, I only desire to be yours, Lord, and yours alone.
Suggestion number 5 for preparing to evangelize in today's world? Go online. Now I know what you're thinking. There's a lot of really bad stuff out on the internet, and you're right. But there are also a number of really good, trustworthy resources out there too. For a direct connection to church teaching, you can go to www.usccb.org. That's the website for the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. You don't get any more direct than that. Or you can try simply catholic.com. This website is run by the same good folks who bring you Catholic Answers right here on Catholic Radio Indy. 100% Catholic teaching guaranteed on both of these websites.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
We're up to suggestion number 6 in preparing yourself to evangelize in today's world. Number 6, talk amongst yourselves. Almost every parish I know has some kind of adult education opportunities throughout the year, everything from Bible studies to the Catholicism video series by Bishop Robert Barron. If your parish doesn't offer such educational opportunities, maybe it's time to ask for such a program. Or better yet, start your walk toward evangelizing by offering to organize one.
A man of God.
And now we've come to suggestion number 7 in our list of things to do to prepare to evangelize in the world today. And that suggestion is very simple. Be not afraid and pray. The most common instruction in the Bible is fear not, or words to that effect. We need to know that with a little preparation and prayer, we can be ready to answer the call of Jesus to go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age. Matthew 28:19-20.
The gate is wide, the road is paved in moderation. The crowd is kind and quick to pull you in. Welcome to the middle ground, it's safe and sound. And until now, it's where
I think I just let go. You make
That's all the time we have for Catholic Jukebox Indiana for today. Our challenge this week? Be ready to evangelize when the time comes. It's our opportunity to take God's message out into the world, whether we sing it, say it, or simply show it by the lives we live. St. Cecilia, pray for us. I'm Kent Blanford, and until next time, may God bless. Did you miss something in this show or just want to hear it again? Podcasts of this and all our other great local programs are available 24/7 at CatholicRadioIndy.org.